Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah, welcome to another edition of Monsters Radio Live. As you guys know, I don't do that little extra piece in the intro no more. I've been listening to some of the archives, you know, the ones we can listen to 24/7, 365, and I've just been missing the point. That background music is loud tonight, but okay, we're going to see if we can still rock with that. Sent to us by chronicmix.com. It's called Self-Made, if you can hear it in the background there. So, all right, it's Carmen Cafe. You know what that means, urban therapy. Well, we're going to help y'all get y'all woo-saw on, you dig? So when you hear the cuss words in the music, say them out loud. They'll make you feel good. I'm Imanta. So, all right, what's going on, Miss Unbelievable? What else we got going on tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Tonight. You want to tell what we got going on tonight? We got the weather report going on tonight. We got Come Sit on the Sofa tonight, you know, to woo-saw whatever you need to woo-saw. We got Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, known as our entertainment news. And whatever else that our little hearts desire or like to do if we need to sit on the couch ourselves. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think, you know, it's going to be a good show tonight. What you think? You ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hot music.
You know, I'm going to give my woo song.
Sexy host.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully some people call in tonight, join the discussion, make it popping. You know how we do it. Trying to get it in. Trying to buy me some time to find this song. I just had it. Okay, there we go. Oh, why is it spelled wrong? Sorry. Woosha. So, all right, y'all.
Woosha.
Did we already touch one of the topics we're going to talk about tonight? To get the people ready.
One of the topics. Oh, snap, hold on. Jesus, take the wheel. It disappeared. No.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. My bad, y'all. I'm just saying. Here go. You want to read the whole thing? Okay, so tonight's topic is love is a hell of a drug. So stay tuned. Just go with that. And there'll be more right after this.
Man, what a cliffhanger. So, all right, you're right, guys. All right, this right here. Kind of, hey, this might put it in perspective. New music kind of hot on the radio right now. That Cardi B loves a powerful drug. Be careful whose drug you take. Be careful.
Be careful. 424 243 9649. Press 1. Be careful.
Pulled out my whole heart to a piece of shit. Man, I thought you would have learned a lesson. About liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man. I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, nigga, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing culo and boot eyes, chilling poolside, living two lives. I could have did what you did to me.
to you a few times, but if I did decide to slide, find a nigga, fuck him, suck his dick, you would've been pissed. But that's not my MO, I'm not that type of bitch, and karma for you is gonna be who you end up with. Don't make me sick, nigga.
Baby, I adore, I gave you everything, was mine, is yours. I want you to live your life, of course, but I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah, my heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me. Before all of this, guess you acting out now, you got an audience. Tell me where your mind is, drop a pin, what's the coordinates? You might have a fortune, but you lose me, you still gonna be misfortunate, nigga. Tell me, this love's got you this fucked up in the head? You want some random bitch up in your bed? She don't even know your middle name, watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not though, it's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the nigga I met, talk to me crazy and you quick to forget. You even got me tripping, you got me looking in the mirror different, thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent. Between a rock and a hard place, the mud and the dirt, it's gone, hurt me to hate you, but loving you's worse. It all stopped so abrupt, you started switching it up. Teach me to be like you so I cannot give a fuck. Free to mess with someone else, I wish these feelings can melt, cause you don't care about a thing except your motherfucking self. You make me sick, nigga. I adore, I gave you everything, was mine, is yours. I want you to live your life, of course, but I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah. My heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me.
Look, I got caught off guard. I'm jumping between tracks over here. I was gonna play an independent artist, but I got a request and I like this track, so I gotta play it. It's like the guy's response to that right there. So let's get into this. This is Uncle Murder. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit. Then we're going to get into some Kat St. John. She's an upcoming artist. You got to let us know if you want us to keep her in our rotation or not. She got a track called, we just going to get to it. Like Miss Unbelievable said, love's a powerful drug, right? Right? Okay. Response from the fellas. Come and let's do it. I'm on the radio with a roar. Thursday night. Ooh-tah. Ooh-tah.
I said the girls look so good, but they minds is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but they minds is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. You was a tattoo. What you gotta be a thought for? What you gotta be a thought for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thought for? Yeah. Before I took out, I ain't know who she was. She know all them niggas popping bottles in the club. Ain't wanna believe it, I was in denial. Ain't had no good box like that in a while. Was damn near paying all her bills. I'm just keeping it all the way real. You know I'm telling the truth, I'm sipping that Henny. She ain't call me Murder, let her call me Lenny. Wife and material, she not it. Can't believe I had my kids around that thot bitch. Gotta do better, should've knew better. Now I got a bunch of bras like you, Hefner.
I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready.
Goddamn, I used to like you.
to. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn, yeah.
Every time I see you, I get a bad vibe. Just thinking of someone else in between your thighs. Like, damn, why you gotta be a thotty? My man said he caught the neck right there in the lobby. And I was gonna wipe this bitch. Went from I love you to I don't even like this bitch. I was trying to turn the hoe into a housewife. At first I was trying to see what that mouth like. And I gave you the best of me. Now shorty dead to me. Though she was the one, she turned out to be a half a
name. I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn, yeah.
Alright, I'm back on my pivot foot. I got it together.
You
saw? I got it together.
You got it together. You got it together.
I got it together now. Uncle Murda, featuring Young Ma and Dios Moreno. So I thought, not exactly new music, but it's new if you ain't never heard it before. You did. So, alright. What else we got? All right, let's go ahead and one of us got to stick our head out the window and do this monstrous radio weather report. I suggest let you.
Your turn. No, your turn. Your turn. I stuck my head out there yesterday. See, it may be raining right now. No, sir. Go ahead.
I don't know what it's like outside. I know it was warm today. It started out a little breezy. The sunset is really beautiful. If you're looking outside in the Twin Cities, look to the sunset. It is beautiful out there right now. It's like multiple colors. It actually looks like early in the morning when the sun comes up. So, but it's really nice outside. I don't know the exact temperature, but it's got to be between 71 and 83. That's what I'm going to say. It's probably closer to 76. But, hey. It is what it is. Get it? So that's my Monsters Radio weather report.
It's weather to me, can I just say? Can I say it's weather to me helps you woosah? Because it's like not too hot, not too cold, and it brings out like the creativity in you, like because you're back outside and you're not cooped in the house. You get to just bust out and be like, this is me. Watch me roar.
It is a good day for that. I'll tell you that much. Oh, sorry.
Really?
You ever stick a Q-tip in your ear? I feel like an orgasm. Oh, my goodness.
No, but you sound like you're having one.
Oh, my bad.
Save that for Wednesday. Yes. And on, yeah. Live in the thing. Who you trying to out? So, let me just read the topic for tonight while you get over there enjoying yourself.
Moving
tonight's
right
topic, love is, hey, love is a hell of a drug. So the question is, what have you done for someone you love or loved that when you think about it now, you say to yourself, oh, my goodness, I must have been crazy.
I don't know. I've never been in love before. I don't know. I don't have an answer. Awkward.
Well, this is going to be a very short topic. All right.
Oh, shit. Oh. My can you lead by example? Maybe you can inspire me to maybe have an idea.
What did I do? See, I knew this was going to happen, so I thought you may have had something to go off of.
Actually, it's not even time for it, actually. I don't even think we're not even supposed to get into it, but we can. We can.
Yeah. But we can't. I mean, this is going to be short. We can take it up for topic later. I have nothing.
Okay.
And it's so sad because I was married before, and I just did like wifely duties. Like, I didn't do anything extraordinary, you know. I didn't do anything all that spontaneous, I guess, because I was young, and I was always like the hopeless romantic chick. So I would always, no matter who you was, done something like, literally, like now I would do something really romantic because that's just who I am. I'm like that romantic type. So nothing that I would do would be like, I don't know. It's kind of crazy that I can say that you just wouldn't do on a regular. Like, I like to cook, so I would cook. I like to spoil, so I would spoil. So I don't, maybe got married. That's it. But I got married, but now I view how I want to get married differently this time around. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There's things I want to do differently. And how about moving, like leading even into the whole relationship, marriage, engagement, and all that. So I have a different view that probably people may not agree with. So it's kind of crazy. So to me, I think vows should be done one-on-one with that person. Like, I think that we should sit down and vow to each other what we want to do before we even vow it to the people. Because to me, when you add people in, they don't necessarily bless it. You know what I mean? So I want to vow to that person.
Okay.
Like, what I mean is, what are we going to do? You know, I vow to do A, B, C, with you, and then we can go to the courts and we can get married there and then vow, you know, hey, to the people and to the Lord or whatever, in the church or whatever you want to go, and then have the people involved. And I like to do that, like, in increments, because if I invite people into what we have, you know, then it can mess it up.
What,
like,
do you mean by invite?
You may come in with...
What do you mean invite?
When you get married and the pastor says, do you agree to help these couple stay together, pray for them, and then they pretty much be like, yeah, whatever, yeah. There's like a part in the relationship, and then it's like, does anyone here object to these two getting married? That's someone who don't want you to get married. They can stand up and be like, yeah, I object. You know, to me, that's interjecting someone else's into your relationship because you're asking people these questions.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's happened in throughout history, but I'm pretty sure somebody stepped up and said, no, I forbid it. I mean, does that happen? And I mean, what do you do after that? I mean, do you just be like, sit your ass down and just keep it moving? Or do you just, I mean, what? Do you take them to court? Do they take
some
you
people,
to court? Do y'all got
no,
to step to the side?
No. Some people listen to what they have to say. And maybe that can sway a person from saying, going through it. You know, maybe that person say, I have second thoughts. You cheated last night. Oh, well, she slept with such and such, you know, do you still want to do it? You know, or baby mama, maybe come on in, you know, anything can happen that to me, if you haven't sat down and talked about it and said, hey, this is that, and you guys haven't vowed to each other what you're going to do and how you're going to work through it and how you're going to get through that, to me, when that question has already been made, we've already been married. So you just is here. We're just having you here to say, hey, celebrate this with us, because we've been married for about 2 years.
You just didn't know.
This is an announcement.
Okay. When you was talking about that other people win, I thought you was going to say, like, they could throw in your vows, like, hey, she got to make lasagna every Sunday. You know what I mean? I didn't know. But okay. I get it now. You know.
Would you marry me? You know, like that long engagement that y'all be having, you know, that they be having, the long engagement, like 6 years, you're like, dang, how long does this long engagement take?
Oh, okay. I ain't never been engaged.
Oh, man.
But okay. Fucking motherfuckers. You know, I think we need to take a breather. Then we're going to come back. We're going to get into our entertainment news. Who's bumping who and who's getting sacked? I'm ready for some gossip. I'm about to be in my feelings.
Okay.
Love is a powerful drug. And what'd you say? What's some things that you did for other motherfuckers and that now you mad about it? Wait, how'd you say it again? I mean, what was it? That's all
it
I
don't
know.
Matter. You said no, and I ain't got nothing else. So we got to find a different topic. So get to looking. Because that ain't going to work. We done with that one. Love is a drug. We ain't loved or love nobody right now. So, I mean, we ain't done nothing.
What we got to talk about?
Well,
damn. Well, here's a song then. Drake and Rihanna.
We suck. We suck, dog.
Just got a ragged twist to it, though. Get in.
All
right. It's hot. Let's get it. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
You gonna do it?
Oh, yeah.
My bad. Look, I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. Seems like they're just happier than us these days. Yeah. These days, I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need me. It feels like the only time you see me is when you turn your head to the side and look at me differently. Yeah. And last night, I think I lost my patience. Last night, I got high as the expectations. Last night, I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
I don't know how to talk to you. I just know I find myself getting lost with you.
Play the victim when you're with me. Free time is cost.
sacrificing things. And I wanna tell you my intentions. I wanna do the things that I mentioned. I wanna benefit from the friendship. I wanna get the late night message from you. From you. I put my hands around you. Gotta get a handle on you. Gotta get a handle on the fact that I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
It's called Too Good. So, alright, then we're talking about love, the power of drug, and all these other things. But let's go ahead and jump into our entertainment news on who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Gossip Lifestyle. So, alright, what we got tonight in our segment, what we got for the episode tonight?
Okay, so Janelle Monáe reflects on pansexual coverage. Have you heard of that before?
No, I mean, I read on it and I meant to look it up, but I never had no time. I'm hoping you can tell me what that means because I really don't get it.
So, I've never heard of pansexual. I've heard of everything else, but pansexual was new. So,
No, I was just saying, I ain't heard that. I was just agreeing with you.
Oh. Oh, okay. So the LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual alliance, or whatever, I think that's what it is, group says pansexuality covers anyone attracted to people of all genders or sexes or regardless of sex or gender. Some people use bisexual and pansexual interchangeably, with the latter term coined because of unease over the idea that bi implied binary. However, either label can include people who are attracted to those who are trans, gender fluid, intersex, and more. So I guess they're including transgenders and everyone. So it's just right. Not either a woman or a man. It's a man who maybe, you know, had the surgery, or
well,
a woman who had the surgery. So
yeah, basically, so they're saying they're touching everything. So, that's what a pan, what is it? Pan fried chicken, sexual. What's it called?
Oh, my God. Pansexual.
Okay, pansexual.
I can't with you.
They're touching everything. That's what that means. That's what they don't care. If they're killing it, they're feeling it all. Get it? Okay.
Right.
That's
so,
I never heard of it. So, all right.
I didn't either. And I take it a lot of people are now associated themselves with being a pansexual because it's easier to identify purely physical attraction. And it includes like cross-dressing and that they don't have to identify with either one. So Janelle Monáe says that she's a pansexual because she's had a relationship with men and women, and a lot, I guess, I believe she's not the only one who now associates themselves with that. So just another word to be free to sleep with.
Okay.
And be okay with anyone you're sleeping with.
It just sounds like a better word to put in a dictionary for I'm a super freak. Every day of the week, freak-a-leak from the window to the wall. But hey, you know, I encourage everything, everybody, you know what I mean? However you are, whatever you are, whatever you may feel, let that be you. Express that. Feel comfortable. I will never judge you for anything that you do. I might find it a little interesting. You dig? Because some of these things I don't know nothing about. I might be looking like, damn, okay. I'm not judging you. I'm just like, damn, okay. That's how y'all do it. Hey, I'm learning. You dig? So, on that note, you know, mad salute to her for, you know, coming out and educating us on what that is. Because, like I said, I didn't know. But now I do. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's just another way to help this generation, I guess I want to identify with who they are, because this is it's mm-hmm. almost like the 60s. That this generation to me is like the 60s, who were just free with everyone and everybody, with mm-hmm. everything. Like, nothing is off the table. Nothing is off limits. The only thing is now is that they can't get arrested for, or they're not shunned for it. And some people still are, but it's the norm now. And because there's more celebrities and athletes and people like that, you know, accepting whatever term that they identify themselves with, is becoming more accepted, and they don't have to hide. You know, because before when we were growing up, you know, you only knew one or two, and you didn't speak of it in your family. Like, you better not. Y'all know who he is, but y'all better not tell our business.
Right.
And this generation is like, baby, you better love me or take me, or, you know, don't. They're so flamboyant. They're so just out here. It's just, you can't deny them from accepting or wanting them to be who they are.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I joke about it, but yeah, mad respect. So, let's see, what else we got in the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat? What else we got?
Okay, so E! News says Khloe Kardashian is living in hell.
What?
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, 21 days ago, Khloe Kardashian gave birth to her first child in the midst of the drama surrounding Tristan Thomas, you know, with his alleged or confirmed cheating episode. Tristan Thomas has been around since the baby, though, and her family is saying that she's living in hell. She's, you know, doing the phone calls, checking the phone, you know, the things that you do once you cheat. Her parents and then want her to move back home. But she's standing by her man, even though her family says that they do not like him anymore, because they don't feel like he stopped cheating. He is still cheating, as we probably are talking about it now.
So they're still together then?
They are still together. He is still with her, yes.
Okay. And I don't think that's really hell. Hell is living in City View Apartments. That's hell. You dig? But okay, she might be a little discomforting. But okay.
I mean, who wants to share your man? Like, who wants to share your man? The model is still saying that they're still messing around, and he's still getting caught going in our club. His team is still winning, so he's still out here clowning. So, seriously, like, you're at home. Your body's not together. You just had a child. You can't do what you want to do unless you're using your mouth, unless, you know, she's trying to, you know, get it in to make him fit in. So, literally, like, she may have postpartum depression, because, you know, you go through that as well. trying to feel like you have to hurry up and get to that body that that man likes because he's out here with the other women who I got a body that look like mine or did before I had this baby. You know, so the mind game that's going on, she could be living in hell, which is so sad. Because, you know, she's been through a lot. I was wishing the swan the best.
Right, right. Well, yeah. Mm. Okay. But like, she ain't got no Creole friend. She just told her to cut up the placenta and put it in the spaghetti. Get back, and then he'll come home. You dig? Bury his drawers in the yard. I'm just saying. My bad. It is what it is. I'm doing too much. Let's see. Who else we got in this lifestyle gossip called the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat? Then we got Meek Mill, ain't he? What? He in trouble? He's scared to be in trouble or something like that?
Yeah. So Meek Mill says, I'm still not a free man. He fears that he can be thrown back into prison at any time because of the injustice of the probation period that goes on. So he's been talking to the governor to change the laws for those who will do a non-violent crime to not to have such a harsh probation, and how they could just like keep pushing people's probation time back and back and back. So let's just say your probation was supposed to be 6 months and the court's full. Well, they'll give you another 3 more months and then they'll come back to you, but you're still on probation. And so anytime between that, you know, they're saying anything can happen. So he feels like he's nervous every day because he's been picked up for the smallest things for his probation. And he feels like because his probation is not over, that he's a prisoner in his own home.
Right.
Because
right,
all he did
right.
was Papa Willie.
Right, for a music video. And they violated him.
Right.
Right, right. Yeah, honestly, like, I know, like, I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm that type of dude or nothing like that, or I'm about that life or nothing. I ain't none of that. But I'm just saying, I know some people who are. You know what I mean? And I know plenty of dudes that, you know, could have took probation, but they was like, nah, I'm not going to do probation. Give me the whole whoop. I'm just going to do all my time. You dig? And I was like, damn, bro, you didn't want to get out on probation. You could have got out early. He's like, nah, bro. It's like walking on shelves. So they put you on probation for 5 to 10 years. Now you do something so silly, you can't have no drink, you can't smoke nothing. Say one, you'd be like, man, I can't handle it. You have a joint. Next thing you know, you're violated. Now you got to go back, do time, and they might give you more time. And they're going to try to add on to when you get out your probation to be long, and you're under the same scrutiny. You can't do nothing. You mess up a little bit, oh, they're throwing you back in jail. I was like, damn. Yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
And just imagine you got a crazy baby mama, you know what I'm saying? And at any given time, she could be like, oh, he hit me, or, you know, or something, you know, and then so he goes, because he could call, and then, you know, the ones that call their probation officer say, oh, he did this, he ain't paying his child support, he ain't doing this, well, whoop, 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 there you go. So I can understand why a lot of people will want to just do probation, you know, not do the probation and give the whole thing, because literally you can't get pulled over, you can't get a ticket. Your life is in the hands of the probation officer, and don't let that probation officer be, like, scamless and lazy. Man, you in, you in trouble.
Man.
Because they ain't
thinking
about you. You
can't even pop a wheelie in the music video.
They ain't thinking about you. They coming to just be all kind of just bad with you. Like, seriously. You be like, well, dang, I didn't even do nothing. Yeah, whatever. I saw you. You know, it's their word against yours. And so it's basically they playing God in your life. Yeah, just let me go to jail. I'll finish that on up.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Okay.
So, I guess.
Talking about jail.
Because of, oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You You were saying something?
No, no.
I was just going to read the last one, but go ahead.
No, I was going to add on to the thing about the whole everybody's making a rally up for criminal justice reform behind all this stuff going on with Milk, like Jay-Z, and other people. So go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely.
I slid that in there still. My bad. All
right. That's what we do. So Kevin Hart, alleged sex tape extortionist, charged and facing 4 years in jail.
Wait, what?
Ooh. Yes. I'll read it again.
What?
Yes. Kevin Hart, alleged sex tape extortionist, charged and facing 4 years in jail. This is the first time I've ever heard someone getting charged for extortion against a celebrity. The man who, Jonathan Todd Jackson, 41, was charged on Wednesday with trying to coerce actor Kevin Hart to pay him for a video that was recorded last year, the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office announced. Jackson, who was also goes by Axon Jackson, according to the DA, was charged with one count each of attempted extortion by a threatening letter. He will be arraigned on Wednesday. Jackson is accused of trying to extort closed amount of money from Hart between August 25th and August 30. Jackson allegedly had a videotape of the actor with a woman in Las Vegas and then is accused of trying to sell the recording to numerous celebrity news websites. Wow. That's a first.
Okay. Okay, they're locking him up now. Okay, that's what's up. See, where he went wrong is everybody else submitted to a porn company as evidence or something, and then they had the porn company get sued. That's where he went wrong. But damn, okay. I got a lot of jokes on that tape, but I don't want Kevin Hart to hear it, and then he go hammer on me. You dig? So I'm going to leave him alone. But okay, okay. Now, I do got one thing, and it is somebody in the entertainment world, music world, also. Let's see. Dang, maybe I should play them and some Meek Mills. I don't know. We'll figure out here in a second. I know I'm going to play one of his tracks right quick. But have you guys heard about what happened with G-Eazy over in Sweden? Did you hear about that?
No.
The artist G-Eazy.
What happened? No.
Okay,
what happened?
Well, apparently, let's see. How do I say it? Okay, let's just put it out there like that. Okay, apparently he in jail. So he might be G-Eazy. I need bail. Apparently he, after a concert, he went out to a nightclub and he was partying and kicking it and he got a little wild. Get it? Apparently security comes over to tell him, hey, you need to tone it down a little bit. Well, G-Eazy wasn't hearing that. So anyway, things got riled up and he done stole on one of the club police. Y'all call them security. I call them club police. So he done stole on one of the security. And when the police came and took him to jail, they found cocaine on him. And, yeah, now he in jail. I don't know. He might be out now. You think? I'm pretty sure he got bread for bail money. I don't know how things work over there in Sweden. But, yeah. So, G-Eazy. Mm-hmm. I got jokes.
Come on,
what you got?
Brother man. Why, dog? Why? Just why? Why set yourself up like that? You know, that's ridiculous. Come on, bro. You gonna have it on you? Really? Okay, first of all, he must have been on it. If he's literally, like, acting that way. He must have been on it and forgot he didn't use it all. I mean, for real? Seriously? Something wrong with bruh. You ain't using, he wasn't using his brains because they are fried from the cocaine, you know, just boom, in a different country, you know, just boo. I'm going to need you to put your passport away if you using crack cocaine on the way. You just can't. It must have been potent. It must have not been the stuff that he uses in America, because, yeah, I'm going to need him to figure that out.
Cali Cafe, where we go woo-style.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I fuck three times, I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white blood. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Take your man pipe up, like a wiper.
G-Eazy, ASAP Rocky, and Cardi B. The Mr. College Park remix, No Limit. So I, hopefully he'll be okay. Hopefully they let him out soon, you know what I mean? Nothing to happen. And, you know, he'll learn his lesson off the first bat. We ain't gonna judge him, y'all. We just gonna pray for him. You know, we all slip up from time to time, but damn, bro, you got a hot record right now. Mm-hmm. You can't be doing that. So what else we got? We ain't got much time left in the show, so let's see, what else do we got going on?
I have a question for you.
Oh damn.
You ready?
First of all, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, if you find out your partner has a mental disorder, would you, and y'all been dating for a long time, you know, you got love in there, would you continue dating her?
I found out she had a mental disappointment when I continue dating her. Man. I have to say, honestly, I have to say yes, I would. Because I like somebody, I like somebody. I have to honestly say I would. Now, how long it will last, that's a whole nother story. You dig? Because there's a lot of disorders out there. I'm just going to keep it running. If you just bet and that's your disorder, then it ain't going to last that long. I'm just going to say I might try to stick it out as much as I can, but if you just get the wigging out on me all the time, I'm going to get tired. My muscles ain't that strong. You see me, I'm skinny. You see me. It is what it is. But, I mean, if it's something that's palatable, you know what I mean, then, yeah, we can get past that. We can live on it. But, like I said, if you're violent and things like that, just imagine it's always accusing of things and ain't nothing really going on. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. But, yeah. But, I mean, I'd stick around. You know, if I like him, we've been dating for a while and da-da-da, you know, hey, it is what it is. Obviously, it can't be too bad if we've been dating for a while.
True.
But, you know, if you just one day talking about some, oh, yeah, my name is Sasha. Well, who the fuck is Sasha? Nah. You know what? That's a disorder. I can't. I'm just saying. I mean, how about you? I mean, what if, you know, you found out he had a disorder? I mean, could you deal with it?
Yeah.
What's a disorder?
Because I'm a people person.
Okay.
I don't know. Because so many, I don't know, schizophrenia, maybe? Because then I don't know what personality I'd be talking to. And you'd be like, is this Tom, Tim, Sarah, Bill, Kathy, Shay, you know, so I think that one would be the hardest because the personalities you wouldn't, you know of. So yeah, I think that'd be the hardest one.
Right. And the one that really messed you up,
you
talking about, is it Tom? The one that really messed you up, you talking about some, is it Tom? Is it James? Is it Terry? Is it a little boy? Is it a big girl? He's been telling, no, it's a tiger.
Rah. I know.
That's when it's
right
off. But,
yeah, you're like, oh, you're an animal too? Yeah, that's too much. All right, that'd be too much.
Right. I shouldn't be laughing, but
no.
It's just something to talk about. You know what I mean? Things for you guys to talk about.
But then if they start
acting
like the tiger, rawr, here comes the tiger, rawr, coming at you, rawr, you're like, oh, dang, oh, Tiger Tom, Tiger Bill, Tiger who? Tiger Woods, get back in there. You know, hey, just say, oh, too much, too much. Oh, too much, Tosh, too much. Okay.
Had to pull
last
out the
one, because I know our time is.
Get back in the cage. Sorry. Go ahead. What's the last
right
one?
Right. Okay. Okay, last one. Would you relocate for love? Would you move to a different state to be with your man or woman? And would you shack up or would you marry them?
Is that all one question?
Would you relocate for love?
Okay.
And would you shack up or would you marry them? Would you go to marry them or shack up?
Or would you go to just shack up? I'd probably say maybe eventually. Yeah, probably eventually. I'm just saying the type of person I am, I have to be able to provide for myself. You dig? So I can't just go somewhere and not have no job. I mean, unless you're like a millionaire or something like that, and you can handle something like that until I can get on my feet and make my own money. You understand me? But as far as, you know, going and, you know, you going there fresh start, you got to find a place and all these other things, you know, I can help out with that. But as far as me actually moving there without no job, I'm going to have to catch up to you. When you get down there, I'm going to put in some applications and places, and I'm going to use your address. and that's how we're going to work it. I come down for a little bit, job search, see what we can find, blah, 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 but I'm going back home. But, I mean, like I said, eventually, maybe. But as far as me leaving when you leave and just not having no job, Oof, that'd be tight. That's a serious conversation. Oof, that's a serious conversation. I mean, how about you? I mean, would you do it?
I would have to have a job too. I'm so self-sufficient and independent. I would definitely come down, look for a job, work a temp job, something. I would not move in with you. I would find my own spot. And until we're talking, unless we've talked about marriage and, you know, we've since come back down and I've been back and forth and that's where we are, then I will move in with you. But if we're just talking about shacking, you're not getting the benefits of how I, you know, being married, you know, of playing house. Right. I don't believe in playing house. I don't believe in nothing, none of that. Playing house, we ain't played in a relationship. I'm not gonna put the playing house in there. Well, so, if we ain't talking marriage, then I ain't going.
Right. Well, I think like especially if you're like moving off. Well, I guess it could be. Well, I guess one of the things that goes into fact. I mean, is it a place where they're going back to say like they're going back to their home? Say like if would say say hypothetically they're moving back to Cali for a job. You know what I mean? There's variables in there. I really would have to, like you said, have to have my own spot. Especially going back to a spot you used to be at. Oh, you might get there and clown. And now I'm stuck out here. You see? Now I'm going to stay and get back home because I don't care down here because you had the job. I didn't have a job. You had the job. You see? So yes, I'm totally feeling that right there. Yeah, I would have to add that one to mine. But yes. Hey, but I like how you said that about the shacking up part. No, you don't get the benefits of the marriage part. I like that. So we got to talk about that another day because, hey, we're getting close to the end of the show. So, anything else we got to put out? Anything else we want to include for tonight?
Just once again, we are at Bullwinkle's this Sunday. Check us out tomorrow for Friday Night Live. We're going to come at you with monstrous jewelry, monstrous gear. We got orders. Hit us up, monsterradio@gmail.com. You know, if you want some gear, just hit us up. We got it for you. We got the winner, like I said, of the T-shirt, Shira. And just be looking for us to just be out there doing some stuff. Because we love y'all. And we'll be glad. Make it happen.
In that order. Get in. So, all right. I got some hot new cinema music for you guys tomorrow. So, make sure you guys tune in for that. That's Friday Night Live, tomorrow night. Same time, same crazy ass channel. Play a little more music though, but we still have our discussion. Still got the hot things like fashion tips, like she said, other things like that. So make sure you guys tune in. And remember, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow, Friday Night Live. Deuces.
Night.